All right, we have, we're, our recorder is on. Okay, this is the December 4th, 2013 meeting of the Committee on Appointments. I'm Mary Jane Shimsky. I chair this committee. With me are my colleagues and fellow committee members, Legislator A. Williams and Jay Testa, also Committee Coordinator Wendy Wild, and our interviewee today, Dr. Rubina Heptala. The main item before us today is the appointment of a third member of the Labs and Research Board. It's necessary to expedite these appointments because of their duties in approving a new fee schedule, which I understand will be needed to balance our budget. So we want to get that done by the end of the year. So Dr. Heptala was kind enough to come in and make room out of her busy schedule to talk to us. Unfortunately, we did not get started till about 5:45. We had a meeting in the main committee room, which went over, and we are meeting in the library. So, Dr. Heptala, why don't you just talk to us a little bit about why you're interested in serving on the board and what skill sets you have that you think would be useful.
I am a physician, pediatric endocrinologist at Montefiore Medical Center and the Children's Hospital. I'm a professor of pediatrics and medicine and the division chief of pediatric endocrinology. I have 22 years of experience post-medical school and 4 years of experience at a high managerial position. I am well suited to be a part of this board and to serve in the capacity that the county needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about your managerial position? Your official title is?
I'm the Division Chief of Pediatric Endocrinology at the Children's Hospital of Montefiore.
Okay. Okay. How many employees do you supervise approximately?
I supervise in excess of 30 employees.
Okay, that includes...
That includes 9 physicians, 4 nurse practitioners, 2 dietitians, a social worker, several nurses, technicians.
And various staff members
staff
who hold the place
staff.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As an endocrinologist, you have a lot of experience dealing with laboratories and laboratory work and what constitutes a good lab and have a feeling for fees and turnaround times and
I do. I have many years of experience dealing with laboratory tests and test results, fee schedules, budgets. I have many National Institute of Health grants, recently received $1.1 million from the NIH to study diabetes. Yes, I feel very qualified to do this job. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I have a question. Are you a Westchester County resident?
I am. I live in Rye.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, at this point, I'll let my colleagues jump in if they have questions.
Well, the chairwoman basically said it, and you said your credentials are impeccable. I don't think there's any question with that. I was just concerned about the Westchester residency, and you made that clear. So thank you for volunteering to put the time in to help us. We need it.
Yes. Elfrida, do you have any?
No, I don't. I congratulate you on your sterling qualifications, and thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come.
I look forward to a leadership position in the board and taking it to the next level and helping the county meet its needs and goals for the future.
That's fabulous, because certainly we've interviewed other doctors for this role, and certainly given your managerial experience as well as your medical experience, and as I only know so much about medical stuff. I haven't spent 5 minutes in medical school, but it strikes me if you're an endocrinologist, you may have a little bit more experience with labs and research than many other specialties do.
I spend a lot of time, and my husband is actually a geneticist, so just even at I'm mentored greatly at home as well.
Yes, my husband's a tax attorney, so I get much the same thing as well. And I'm glad that you and through you, your husband, are willing to serve. And we thank you very much for your time and sorry for the wait.
That's no problem. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice. Take care.
Okay. You want to walk her down, Wendy?
Sure, absolutely.
And we'll tell you what happened when you were away. Okay, thank you so much, Doctor. Okay.
Nice.
Yes, I think that if you wanted to draw up a list of dream qualifications,
there's a no-brainer.
This is probably it. Yeah. So at this point, I will entertain a motion.
Also move.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. I just want to clarify for the record that I believe Wendy revised the resolution to include at this point
all three.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I see. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Makes it easier.
So that way I only have to talk once at our next board meeting. although, you know, one of the great things about some of our prior religious education is you learn, as previously discussed, so move comes naturally.
All right, do you want to do the minutes?
All right, well, we didn't have the vote yet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval, 3-0. At this point, we do have minutes from Monday, December 2nd. Has everyone had a chance to take a quick look?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone like to make the motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Minutes are approved by a vote of 3-0. We approve the joint resolution.
Okay.
So you've got that there for us to sign?
Moved
yes.
by me, also, seconded by
me. It's under here.
Okay, so John's. Now, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two of them, actually. I need you to sign the one for her alone.
Okay.
And then one for everybody.
Okay. Do we have any other business here today? We also approved the minutes from last time.
Okay, and who?
Moved, second. Yeah. Opposite of the
and who moved to approve Heptala?
John did.
Okay.
And I said.
Okay. When I walked down, she was very pleased at the interview, and she said, yes, they need a lot of help.
Yeah. I was going to allude to that, but I said, let her find out for herself.
She volunteered that she knows that.
Okay. Okay, so she's ready to hit the ground running. Good for her.
Eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It's 5:59. We stand adjourned.
Great.
Thanks a lot, John. No really problem. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you, John.
Now
Thank
we can
you.
Balance the book. Well, I'm only balancing the budget for that easy right now.
Okay.
All right.
And
there's supposed to be a leadership meeting at 6.
Right.